Any person can get any piece of information, anytime, anywhere. That's revolutionary to politics, because what it means is, first of all, that we see what's going on in the Middle East. We see political tyrants whose rule has never been challenged, worrying about the impact of Facebook and thinking about the information that ordinary people have by virtue of their mobile devices, thinking about that in political terms. That's historic. We have the ability now to put really any job anywhere. So all of this technological transformation creates lots of challenges for big bureaucracies who can't keep up with the information flow. It creates lots of challenges for politicians of all kinds to think about the fact that they can't control the message quite the way they used to be able to. And of course, it has huge implications for companies because the pace of change is accelerating. It's easy for somebody to catch up with you. It's harder to stay ahead. It also, though, despite all of those challenges, and those are real challenges, I think it's an incredibly exciting time that people are empowered in a way they've never been before.
And you talked about the three major structural problems in the United States that are preventing growth, economic growth. Talk about some of those structural problems. I understand the first is entrepreneurship and small business and how American policies are undercutting small business.
Well, if you look at the history of our nation, what you see is that small and new businesses have created economic growth and jobs. In fact, small and new businesses over the last 40 years have generated all of the net new job growth. And small businesses are, of course, also the foundation of a community. And small and new businesses are more innovative than big businesses. And right now, we also have fewer small businesses forming and more failing than at any time in 40 years. So that means our policies, our tax policies, our regulatory policies are undermining the entrepreneurial foundation. And I further believe that the political process really favors the big guys. The political process favors big companies, big labor, big government, when it's the little guys who really drive the economy.
So should we save the thicket of regulations for big business and kind of leave the little guy alone?
Well, I certainly think so. I think that what happens in Washington is we create regulations for big businesses, and then small businesses struggle to fit in. I think we should do it the other way around. We should look at small businesses and we should say, what will help them and what will hurt them? And that's what we're going to do. And then you carve out big businesses if you have to and do something special for them. We do it the opposite way today.
Education, that was the next topic that you touched. What are our structural problems with education in the United States right now?
Well, this is a century where brain power is really going to count. And we're not educating our children adequately for this century. The data is very clear. We don't provide enough education and we don't provide good enough education. And so it means that our kids are falling behind. And it's not always about spending more money. I mean, the budget of the Department of Education has increased every year for the last 40 years, but the quality of education continues to get worse. So I think we have to reorient our mindset and think about what goes on in the classroom. The most important thing in the classroom is a really good teacher who is supported.
And why are we not prepared to lead the industries of the 21st century? I know that was the third structural problem in the United States that you mentioned.
Well, I think there are four industries that will define the 21st century. They are information technology, including social media, health and biotech, energy, and aerospace and space technology. And leading in those industries requires, of course, great companies, and we have great companies. It also requires a fundamental investment by the government in basic R&D. Everyone knows that the internet got its start as an R&D project in the Department of Defense called DARPANET, and that is true for these other industries as well. So I think government makes a really bad venture capitalist. I don't think governments should be investing in companies, but I do think our government needs to be investing in basic R&D in these four areas. And then I think, as a matter of policy, we need to put in place those rules, regs, tax structures that encourage leadership in those industries. And today we're not doing that.
So our overall focus here is growth. Growth in industry, it's good for business, it's good for the economy. Do you believe in sustainable growth? A lot of people worry about unchecked growth, about tapping into finite resources. Do you believe that is possible or that it's a pipe dream to have sustainable growth for the 22nd century?
Yes, I think it's absolutely possible to have sustainable growth. And my proof of that would be that every century that has preceded this one, people have said it couldn't be done. We couldn't grow our way into the next century. We always do. And the reason we always do is because the human capacity for creativity and innovation is limitless. The reason America always comes out on top is because we have an environment in which entrepreneurs are allowed to pursue their ideas, because this is a nation where we think, you know, it doesn't matter who you are or where you come from, you have the right to pursue your dreams. Therefore, we must nurture that entrepreneurial spirit and make sure that it remains true.